Welcome to Just Pick Up a Notepad. I'm your host, Manila B. Today I'm just going to be having a little jam on the fact of how those who are inspired to journal, maybe it's because you have a message to share. Hey everybody, Manila B here, journal writing mentor and host of Just Pick Up a Notepad. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. This podcast is about me building up my brand and my business from scratch. The podcast is produced every day for your enjoyment, and show notes are going to be eventually transcribed and found at my website www.justpickupanotepad.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Manila B, on Instagram at Manila_MB. All links are in the show notes, so let's just get started. So today I just wanted to talk on an observation that I've been making of people who actually do enjoy journaling and do enjoy going through that journey to self through writing. What I've observed, and just through interacting on different social media platforms and just seeing certain trends, those who enjoy journaling, who love picking up a notepad and journal or whatever it is that they're writing, and love to get what's in their head out down into paper, their thoughts, their emotions, whether it's they're writing poetry to themselves, but love doing mindset work and personal development work and doing all that is required from journaling and just picking up a notepad, I find usually these people are the people that actually have a message to share with other people. So even though they're doing this writing for themselves, to themselves, very much so, they have a tendency to find that they either want to share what they've written with other people, or they want to use the create, they've been inspired that they are writers and want to use that to share with the world. Whether it's being a writer for publications, writing their own book, their own novel, but writing in general. You know, I mean, you've got to have a love of writing, and it isn't for everybody. And I understand that, you know, just pick up a notepad isn't for everybody, because some people are just like, that's not really me, writing isn't my thing. And even though people say that, I always remind them that, you know, you don't have to be a professional writer. You don't have to be skilled as a writer, if you will, to journal to yourself. Because, you know, when you're journaling to yourself, things like grammar, punctuation, whether you're spelling things right, it all doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't even have to be readable to anybody else. It could be just squiggles, as long as you're doing it for you. So when people are like, well, I'm not a skilled writer, so I don't journal to myself. And also, when I see that keeping a journal, it doesn't necessarily have to all be in words. You know, people can stick pictures in there, be artistic. I've seen, you know, people do art journals and get really creative. Bullet journaling is an example of creative journaling. But what I have seen is those who do journal and do enjoy the process of the written word, of writing and expressing themselves, they usually have deep-seated within themselves this passion to connect with others through words, to share a message, whatever that message is on their heart and soul to share, and whether it's been inspired through writing to themselves. So, you know, with that knowledge, it really encourages me and makes me even more passionate about encouraging other people to just write, just pick up a notepad. Because if I am encouraging and motivating somebody, I'm sparking the brain of somebody that could make a real difference in this world. There's something that they could share that could have a transphenomenal effect. I don't even know if that's a word, but hey ho, a transphenomenal effect on another person. You know, sometimes the greatest impact that we have, it may not be, you know, hitting the masses, but it could be just sparking one brain that does end up hitting the masses. So I don't really care or I'm bothered about how many vanity numbers I have on social media, whether I have a great, massive, big following or not. My passion is about the message that I share, and that it is about just write, just pick up a notepad, and that I encourage people to journal to themselves, for their personal development. And in knowing that, I know that there are people that then are going to do that and then be inspired to share their message with the world. And in them doing that, they're going to make an impact and make change. It's like a domino effect, you know? One in person impacts another person, and that person impacts another. It's about spreading the love and the joy of what we can gain, and the knowledge that we can gain, and the wisdom that we can gain from journaling to self. So that's what I wanted to talk on today, in that, yeah. So until tomorrow, because I'm doing this podcast every day, and I'm so happy I've reverted back to doing it daily and not doing it every week. Yeah, thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Manila B, journal writing mentor. You can find out more about what I'm doing on social media by visiting my website, www.justpickupanotepad.com. All links to find me are in the notes.